Hey, it's a great night. You know, like I said, home game there, Nunley Stadium. Kids got to, you know, the whole day, the whole school, and I think the whole county was excited. You know, of course, we had a tough game, tough loss there to Mount Juliet, but man, the place was rocking, and you know, we hung in there strong, and I think surprised a lot of people, surprised their fan base, surprised, I mean, even some coaches, and I saw some things I was very tickled with this young group of players I got this year. But yeah, man, it was an awesome night.
You know, it's tough enough going up against a team that's ranked second in the state, you know, in the 5A classification, let alone it being your season opener. Kind of talk about that, with it being your first game and they've had some games under their belt. That automatically kind of puts you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, of course it did. You know, and the thing is, we knew it. You know, we're pretty honest with the kids, and we knew what we had coming in, and I felt that you know, last night's squad from Mount Juliet was might have been better than the team. You know, that was the last game that we played last year, so we ended the season last year with them and opened this season up with them, and we knew what they had and what kind of program they ran. You know, but we just focused on us, and you know, technically we only had 4 days of practice in the last 20 days. So, but we hung right in there with them. You know, 7-7 for a little bit, and then 13-20, and then we just knew we was going. And our coaching staff knew that we was going to hit the wall, and we just started running out of steam. And when you're out of gas, man, you're just out of gas. So, but you know, Coach Perry, I thought we had a good young group, you know, and I respect what he was thinking. But yeah, you know, they were some athletes on that field last night from Mount Juliet.
What were some of the things that really stood out to you that you really were proud of with your team last night?
Well, you know, I thought we'd I knew we was going to make some first week game mistakes. You know, I know here we are sitting there talking about week four and it's our first game, but I mean, that's where we was, you know, and people don't realize we only had there's only two kids on the team that actually started last year and actually had substantial playing time at the varsity level. Probably had 4 or 5 kids that had never played football before. Now, good athletes, you know, because the success that we had last year was able to get some of these new kids out. You know, they saw what we did, and they're excited, and they want to play football, but they've never played football, and so seeing how they responded well, and then of course we got some young kids that did some sweet things. You know, they was hard to tackle, and I felt good about it because, you know, you got a good team there from Mount Juliet that was struggling to stop them. You know, we was moving the ball, and our defense was making some stops, and you know, Mount Juliet punted more last night than they've punted in the last 3 games. So, very proud of that young group. And, you know, we finally got that, you know, just got that first Friday night out of the way.
Coach, you talked about there being a lot of new players. But let's go back and talk about how things changed with all the success of last year and what that has brought to this Warren County football program.
Well, you know, I mean, it's been the world, you know. I mean, your number one recruiter is winning. Kids want to win. Kids want to be a part of things and successful. And we were very fortunate last year with, you know, obviously led by Mr. C.J. Taylor there and the seniors that we had. Like I said, generated that excitement, you know, and got a lot of these kids out. You know, we're sharing a lot of athletes. You know, we got a big in attendance there in the Warren County High School, but we're not just covered up in just athletes. You know, we got a lot of different type kids, farmers and you know, different things of that nature. So we have to share athletes. Got a couple good basketball players out, you know, and even some baseball players. And we had just a lot of success last year in all the programs. So it's nice, you know, and these kids understand, and we're year 3 of our system. You know, our defense hasn't changed, our offense hasn't changed, and we've just been trying to put the program first. And I think last night was an example of reinforcement of we're trying to do the right things here in Warren County.
Coach Matt Turner, the Warren County Pioneers on the high school playbook. Coach, you talked about some good things, and with it being your first game, I know there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to look at, and yeah, we need to work on that. But what were some things that really did stand out that you think we've got to go back and really put some emphasis on that?
Well, tackling. Tackling, I think any coach would say that after first game, you know, you never tackle the way you wanted to or expected to. Tackling, a couple things for offensively, formation-wise, you know, because our offense kind of bases a little bit off formations. It's trying to get numbers and stuff like that. And understanding the vocabulary, you know, I'm sure, you know, we've got lingo and stuff like that. But just just reinforcing the basic fundamentals, tackling, blocking, you know, and staying on the blocks. You know, good thing is, I don't think the effort's there to make those corrections. We just now got to go to work on Monday and get as many reps in as we can.
Region opener for Warren County next week as they will travel to Cookeville. Coach Matt Turner, the Warren County Pioneers, I know you're glad to have that first game under your belt, and we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.